News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, the fog is gone and the cool air is on the way in. More details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast. And we'll do that right after traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions with a little chill in the air, so you might want to hit that heater before you head out in the car. So far, no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, a smooth ride there. From Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel. Enjoy a spa treatment and a delicious dinner at the Trellis Room. Call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute brought to you by The Carrot Patch. When you find your perfect match, come see us at The Carrot Patch. Exceeding customer expectations since 1982. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute daily on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Friday. You have made it. Weekend is here. The fog is gone. A little cooler air in the mix as we are dropping. I think it was like 61, 62 when I got in here this morning. It's now 56. So the high today was sometime in the wee hours, and now it is cooling down throughout the day, and we'll be in the 40s overnight. So Dr. Bill will fill us in details what Saturday and Sunday will look like. A big reminder, too, Mobile Boat Show starts today at noon at the Convention Center. Love to see you down for that. Now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, TGIF.
Guaranteed, times two.
Yeah, you know, it's a very windy day out there, too, so if you are in an SUV and you're traveling across the Bayway, just be mindful of that. That wind is strong. Just want to put that in there. Hold on to your hair and hold on to your hats. This morning, we begin in our nation's capital, and William Barr, President Trump's nominee to fill the spot of former AG Jeff Sessions. Senator Doug Jones says that, yes, he will vote in favor of William Barr. Did you hear that? That's an agreement. That's a little bipartisanship. I'm digging it. Happy Friday. Senator Jones says, after a thorough consideration, I've concluded that Mr. Barr is qualified for the position of Attorney General, and his record strongly suggests he will exercise independent judgment and uphold the best interests of the Department of Justice. Should the Judiciary Committee move forward with his nomination, I will vote to confirm Mr. Barr as Attorney General of the United States. Of course, you know, Senator Jones is a former U.S. attorney himself, and he says that he has had the opportunity to meet and question Mr. Barr personally. If confirmed, Barr once again will succeed Jeff Sessions, who resigned in November at President Trump's request. So we will keep our eyes on that. And if you're wondering, why is this happening so late in the game? Well, when the government shutdown happened, that pushed so much business to the right. So now they're trying to play catch up before we possibly go into another shutdown status. All eyes are on February the 15th. So, you know, all the news updates I've been telling you about when it comes to the flu and the different school districts who are closing for a number of days during the week because either children are sick or they're being sent home sick, or they're just making sure to keep everybody well. Clorox is now in the conversation. Because listen to this, Monrovia Middle School in Madison County, they tweeted a request to Clorox regarding disinfectant wipes to be used in their library, saying, quote, the library is a high-touch environment with lots of potential for germ spreading. We're trying to keep our kids healthy with daily Clorox wiping. We would love donations of Clorox wipes. Well, guess what Clorox said? What, you say what now? Okay. Clorox sent a large box of wipes to the school with a note. Quote, we saw your tweet and wanted to send you some Clorox goodies to keep your school healthy. How about that?
Yeah, how about that for a return on investment for Clorox?
Whomever.
Here you are talking about it. You know, it's a good move by them.
Yeah, whomever's running your social media, give that person a raise, mm-hmm. a high tweet, if you will. Alabama's one of 45 states now. It used to be 36. Alabama's one of 45 states reporting a widespread outbreak of the flu. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so I want to conduct this, maybe because you're better at it than I.
Okay.
The tweet would say something like, dear, you know, dear Coors Light.
Oh.
Mardi Gras is here.
Ah.
And we use the Coors Light for our Mardi Gras events. Could you help us, please? We use it daily.
Like it's MWR, morale, welfare, and recreation.
Right, just and something like, can you help us? The way Clorox helped the school, can you help us with some beer?
They may...
Something to that effect.
They may block the tweet.
Okay, just saying. All right.
But it wouldn't be personal.
I'm just trying. 612, coming right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. Five Mobile police are investigating a homicide in the Maysville community. Last night, officers responded to Colgin Street. When they arrived, they found a man shot to death. They have not released the victim's name or identified a suspect. A 2013 murder in Oklahoma has ties to the Gulf Coast. Two men wanted in that case were arrested in Mobile, where they were living. Investigators believe another suspect could still be in the area. On Wednesday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, along with U.S. Marshals, arrested 24-year-old Timothy Dees and 26-year-old Zachary Wilson. Authorities in Oklahoma say Wilson and Dees have been on the run since 2013. In June of that year, investigators say the two men tried to rob 77-year-old Charles Neiman and his wife at a gas station in Boise City. They say Neiman was shot and killed. A Pensacola project could bring 2,000 new jobs to the Panhandle. Plans are moving ahead to expand an aircraft maintenance and overhaul facility at Pensacola International Airport. ST Engineering wants to build three new hangars, a tarmac, and some new parking lots. Officials say the jobs will pay an average of $45,000 a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
If you're talking about it...
They're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Anthony Davis still a New Orleans Pelican. Russell Westbrook passes Michael Jordan. And a baseball legend has passed away. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 70-62. Herb McGee led the Jags with a career-high 24 points. Josh Ajayi added 20, and South is now above 500 this season. Their overall record improves to 12-11, while their Sun Belt record is now an even 5-5. The women's team fell to Arkansas State 69-58. Before the loss, the Jags had won five games in a row. South's Savannah Jones led both teams with 19 points. Next up, both teams play Arkansas Little Rock at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The men's team is at home, while the women's team again plays on the road. In the NBA, the trade deadline came and went yesterday with New Orleans' Anthony Davis remaining on the team. He's likely to be traded this offseason, but the Pelicans said yesterday that Davis will be in the lineup and play when healthy for the remainder of the season. In games last night, Rajon Rondo returned to the TD Garden in Boston as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers and hit the game winner over his former team, giving LA a 129-128 win over the Celtics.
Here's Rondo.
LeBron James led LA with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Memphis 117-95. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook continued his run of triple-doubles with 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 15 assists. Westbrook has now had 8 triple-doubles in a row, passing Michael Jordan for the second longest streak in NBA history. He's now 1 triple-double away from tying Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record. And he set that record back in 1968. In the rest of the league, Toronto beat Atlanta 119-101. Indiana beat the LA Clippers 116-92. Orlando topped Minnesota 122-112. And Portland beat San Antonio 127-118. In golf, Brian Gay and Scott Langley share the lead at the 2019 Pebble Beach Pro-Am after they both shot 7 underscores of 64 in yesterday's first round. They're followed by a group of 6 golfers who are one stroke behind, including Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Mickelson hit all of the fairways in his round for the first time since 1998. Sad news in the baseball world. The MLB announced yesterday that Frank Robinson has passed away at the age of 83. Robinson was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball and the only player to win MVP in both leagues. He ranks 10th on the career home runs list with 586. Robinson won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966 and became the first black manager in MLB history in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be breezy with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
106.5.
106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential and And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Got a gust of wind and it's chilly this morning, but that's about it. So far, Dauphin, Moffitt, Airport 65 looking good from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. 90 in Rangeline, Theodore Dawes Road, no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway either. Bantam Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award from Top Rated Local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. It's Bantam Flooring in Robertsdale, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk. What 6-5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad you're here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And heads up, too, we've got the links up on our Facebook page and our website for a raffle going on right now with our buddy, Captain Bobby Aprescato, host of the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And items up in the raffle, a full day for you and two-friend fishing trip with Captain Bobby Aprescato, a custom-made fishing rod, a tackle box chock-a-block full of great tackle, and we're throwing some other goodies in it as well. Now, how do you get in the raffle? The links are on our website and on our Facebook page. You will go directly through the link to the Mobile Police Office, Mobile Police Department website, where you make a donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. You'll get a receipt from that. When you make that donation, you go click and you put your credit card in there, whatever, hit the number. And when you do that, you get a number back in your email receipt. That is your raffle ticket, so to speak. In other words, it gives you a number, and that's how we know who you are. And when we do the drawing, hopefully it'll be you that wins. You have more details on our website and on the Facebook page, or you can go to 18fishing.com and get more information there as well. 6:23, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Let's start in our nation's capital as Senator Richard Shelby feeling very hopeful with the shutdown talks. I have to say that very slowly because that could be a different word. Senator Shelby, of course, is the Appropriations Committee chairman. He said regarding Thursday's session in the Oval Office, quote, "It was the most positive meeting I've had in a long time," and that the president was, quote, "very reasonable." Meantime, President Trump is taking that whole wait-and-see approach to a possible bipartisan agreement when it comes to border security. Regarding negotiations, Mr. Trump told reporters on Thursday, quote, "I hear they're working on something. We'll see what happens." He also added, "We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option. Let's see what happens." That, of course, is a bit of an about-face, as in the past, meaning like last week, the president, as recently as last week, the president has publicly declared that a national emergency was possible in an effort to bypass Congress, and the border wall the president has been promising since being candidate Trump. That's what's at issue here, if you weren't quite clear. So that is good news that they're having these chit-chats. Of course, this weekend is a powerful weekend because February 15th, that is the government shutdown deadline. So all eyes on Washington, and we'll continue to watch our local lawmakers.
It's also the day you get discounted Valentine's Day candy.
Then there's that. Man, thank you for the reminder. Note to
you
self.
You get the big savings the day after.
Is it? But how do you give someone a Valentine's Day card or candy a month later?
Well, because if they're fiscally prudent, they'll say, listen, you can miss the actual day if you get a good discount the next day. Now, that's something that probably hadn't happened in my life, but in theory, it could happen.
Or you could say, I've loved you so much that I just want to recreate our special day.
Or you just put the candy in the freezer in the car in the desk drawer and use it next year.
And say, huh?
Yeah, you're already done.
No. Moving on, if you love to shop and you love JCPenney, well, listen to this one. They plan to, they say, boost their profits by reconfiguring their stores to focus on apparel.
Okay. They're going to change the dad models in the catalogs for it. You know, dad model that's always, he's always wearing some Docker slacks and pointing at something that we don't know what he's pointing at.
Hey,
he's
got one leg. Look, it's a plane.
Yeah, he's got like a leg kicked up on something and he's pointing at something.
You mean you don't pose like that when you're out?
I'm trying.
Hunting and fishing.
Trying to be more dad-like, yeah.
Well, as a result, the company says that they will stop selling major appliances by the end of February. Do you hear sale? I mean, think about that.
Right, okay. Whatever 1994 model they still have left in the store.
So remember that if you love to shop and you need some major appliances, go to JCPenney by the end of February because they're going to stop selling them. Okay. JCPenney says that they will also scale back the availability of furniture. That's only going to be available either online or at select stores.
These are things, I mean, this is maybe one of the problems that top of mind JCPenney furniture and appliances, yeah. I did not even think. I mean,
because you think more Sears for appliances.
Right, and they're gone too. Well, right. Actually, they make it. Bailed out, but
it happens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm letting our people know because we have, we have a JCPenney here at Bel Air Mall, also across the bay, and I'm just saying.
All right, deep discounting.
This is part of their quest to get more in the black and not in the red.
Yep.
All right, there you go. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
But I mean, I'm kind of stuck on. I'm not the only one that knows the poses I'm talking about. Like,
I know.
Like everybody
exactly
else in the JCPenney catalog can do like basically normal things in the clothes, but Dad's always he's always pointing at something that I don't.
He's
know
saving
what,
the world.
He's kicked up, but he's saving the world in some Dockers slacks and a comfortable golf shirt.
Let me
from
tell you,
JCPenney.
You talk about comfortable. How about uncomfortable? The times in which they're in between shifts and they forgot to dress Dad. I'm like, hey, nobody needs to see all that.
That's odd into the catalog, men's underwear, right? And the men's underwear, too, thing, you'll see there'll be like two or three dudes standing around in like some boxer briefs and their undershirts around a fireplace or something. And I'm like, I'm not exactly sure how this scenario came to be. Mm-hmm.
If that were a reality, I think you'd get more people involved in standing around fires hunting and fishing.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of times like, you know, guys, let's strip down to our underwear and our undershirts and stand here around the fire.
Yeah, what happened to our pants?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let's have a visit.
Anything.
Hey, look over there. I'm pointing at something.
You hear all types of catcalls. Women know.
do women pay any attention to men's underwear in catalogs? Really?
The same way...
Because I can guarantee you, the flip side is true.
Right. What did they used to call Victoria's Secrets, the catalogs?
I have names for it. I used to call it the first thing I took out of the mail stack. Right. Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A proposed soccer complex in Pensacola has residents split on what to do. The city of Pensacola wants to swap land with a YMCA, moving it to Summit Boulevard. The proposal would bring a soccer complex for tournaments on Langley Avenue at Hitzman Optimus Park. A coach with the Roger Scott program says they have up to 800 kids signed up each season to play, but they need somewhere to play. Those who oppose the proposed complex don't want to see the YMCA leave the neighborhood and the nearly 200 trees removed. The man accused of shooting and killing a Mobile police officer faces new charges on Thursday. Marco Perez appeared before a judge. He pleaded not guilty to two counts of theft, burglary, and receiving stolen property. Court documents show three of those charges involve stolen vehicles. In the other, Perez is accused of breaking into someone's home. Bond is set on new charges for an Escambia County school teacher. Mark Lua is already charged with sexual assault involving students. On Thursday, he was in court facing charges of using a computer to solicit a child and using a phone to commit a felony. His bond set at $145,000. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The 2018 oyster gardening season ended last November with more than 116,000 oysters planted on over 18 acres of shells collected by the Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program. SPAT was spawned and set by Auburn University Shellfish Lab. Gardeners from 118 sites worked all summer and fall to seed oysters, which will be ready to spawn this spring. This remarkable program made possible by participating restaurants that collect the shells.
The Supreme Court last night blocked a Louisiana abortion access law from going into effect. It's a hold on the law, not a permanent ruling, but it is significant beyond just abortion, as we hear from correspondent Laura Jarrett.
In this case, and at least in the asylum ban case, we've now seen two key decisions where Roberts has sided with the more progressive liberal members of the court.
The Louisiana law, like a similar Texas law the court previously struck down, requires a doctor to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the abortion facility. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he is the target of extortion and blackmail by the publisher of the National Enquirer. He says the Enquirer chief threatened to publish revealing personal photos of Bezos unless he stopped investigating the tabloid. The Virginia Legislative Black Caucus last night repeated their call for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to step down, while also calling for the sexual assault accusation against the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to be thoroughly investigated. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A bipartisan group of senators rolled out a bill that would allow the Justice Department to sue members of OPEC for antitrust violations as the oil cartel looks to formalize closer ties with Russia. The measure came a day after the Wall Street Journal reported that Saudi Arabia and its Persian Gulf allies are backing a formal partnership with a 10-nation group led by Russia to try to manage the global oil market. A slowing global economy coupled with weak demand from China over the Lunar New Year and from Brazil after an iron ore disaster are dragging shipping rates to near record lows, and few in the industry expect things to improve anytime soon. Brokers in Singapore and London say the largest ships that move bulk commodities like iron ore, coal, and aluminum were chartered in the spot market for as low as $8,200 a day yesterday, a $500 decline from Wednesday. Break-even cost for carriers can be as high as $15,000 a day. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's Snow and Tanner Williams. They've got a new accident without injuries. Other than that, state troopers are clear. We've had a pretty good ride. It's a pretty gusty wind. It's a chilly start, so hit the heater before you head out this morning on the car. So far downtown, the tunnels look good. The Bayway, the Causeway, again, hang on to the wheel. Some pretty gusty winds. But Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort checking in accident-free. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages for your new home. See them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I think it was, what, a three-day run of foggy mornings, but that has all turned around.
Yeah, we had a cold front go through quietly, very little rain around, and that front now is over in the Florida Panhandle. Yesterday, we got up to 79 degrees, and that was a record for the date. And we broke the record of 78 set way back last year.
And, oh, way back then?
Yes. And, so 79 for yesterday afternoon. We're not going to be anywhere near that today. Look for partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. It will be breezy today with the wind out of the north. And today's temperature will be in the 50s. And really doesn't look like we'll get any higher than we are right now with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s across the area. Tonight, we will cool down quite a bit. I expect a low tonight around 40 degrees, some areas getting into the upper 30s. And then for the weekend, and not too bad. The best day again will be Saturday, partly cloudy, upper 50s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, a little bit warmer, up around 65 degrees. After that, we've got rain in the forecast for Monday and Tuesday. Monday, scattered showers in the low 70s. And then Tuesday, we'll be in the low 70s again with a good chance for showers as a cold front moves in, but it's not going to be a real cold air mass that reaches us. It'll be really seasonable temperatures. So looks pretty good for the weekend, except for the clouds around on Sunday.
Now, this is more like what you're describing later in the year, in spring, when our cold fronts are really kind of dry fronts or cool fronts. I mean, have we made that turn, Dr. Bill? Are we looking at spring getting started early? Or
the way it looks now would appear that we have made the turn, but that's still kind of risky. we'll be watching here over the next few days to make sure that we don't see any cold outbursts developing. But right now, it's a kind of a mild pattern across the country, and coldest weather is, of course, up around the Great Lakes in the Northeast.
You use the tools of your trade, like the barometer and the thermometer and radar, and looking at air masses and jet streams and all those kind of things. Hayseed like me, I can just tell you this. The other night, I'm out in the yard. The mosquitoes were biting me like they hadn't eaten in months. And also, the pollen. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but the last 3 days, the pollen on my vehicle, the pollen in the water sitting out on the side of the road there in the little drainage ditches. I mean, the flowers and the trees thought, okay, it's spring. Let's get started.
Yeah, that's bad news when the pollen starts early.
It absolutely is. Hey, Dr. Bill, people are looking for high temperatures, low temperatures of record, maybe snowfalls or hurricanes or any kind of weather information. They can get it in the Marine Almanac, but where can they get the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac?
Well, here in Mobile at West Marine, also at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road, and you'll find copies also at Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop by Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford, Allstate. They're in Fairhope. You'll also find them at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and also at Robertsdale Power Equipment. Remember, the almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. We've got the weekend weather scale coming up.
Working on it now.
All right. Checking in with Dr. Bill Williams. Do it again next hour. Weekend weather scale for the weekend ahead. Did y'all notice? I mean, it was okay. So the pollen that was all over my truck when you and I got back from setting up for boat show. Mm-hmm. And I got in my truck and it was pollen fest. And then I picked my son up from another rousing soccer practice. And I had put there was enough pollen on the windshield that I'd used the
the windshield wiper cleaner, you know, and and so you know how it gives you the cleaned area and then it gives you the margins where it's not. He's like, what happened to your window? Has yellow cracks all over it.
Aww,
I said, that's
so
just
sweet.
That's just pollen. So yeah, it was the pollen's here.
I didn't have that issue.
Of course not.
No,
of course not. You're not parking on the right side of the building.
Oh,
park over
me.
Here where I park. It's like pollen fest.
I'm not VIP, so I have to, you know,
right, sure.
I have to get in where I fit in.
Sure you aren't. All right, 6:40. We're coming right back. Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joins us. Breaking news this morning. A child found wandering alone outside a Waffle House on Government Street. She has the details next.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
6:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. C Spire Tech Movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South numero uno in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so C Spire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classroom. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Futures out there, and the C Spire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. 6:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Oh, okay, yes.
Well, we can do that. And by the way, we will... We are, what's the term?
Efforting.
Yeah, which is a word I won't use, but we're trying to, y'all, to get Katarina Lukatich on with us. Mm-hmm. She's going to check in live at some point between now and 7 there from that Waffle House on Government Street where a child was found wandering alone in the wee hours of the morning.
You know, we've heard stories like that before, and I think about cold states where you hear about a child walking around in just a diaper, and, you know, kids are crafty, and they know how to
get out of doors.
They do, and it's something where I remember a recent story where an adult went to go pick up the spouse. Mm-hmm. So they left the kids at the house thinking everything's okay. First of all, don't do that when they're little bitties. But, and the child said, seems like an opening to me, and just...
I'm gone.
I'm out. And thankfully that child was okay, and that's the only reason why I told that story.
Yes, that's why I figured I could laugh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing her update. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. This is an update. Remember we were talking about the prisoner that was scheduled for execution and then was issued a stay?
Last night up in Atmore,
Yeah. They have executed Dominique Hakeem Marcel Ray. Why was he there, you ask? Well, for the 1995 killing of a 15-year-old child from Selma. So after the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a federal appeals court stay based on this inmate's request to have his Muslim spiritual advisor at his side when he dies. Execution was by lethal injection. It was set for 6 p.m. at Holman Correctional Facility in Atmore. U.S. Supreme Court lifted the stay about 8 p.m. and the execution began at 9:44 p.m. This execution comes 20 years after being put on death row while he was also serving time for killing two teenage boys. Okay, that was the year before the 15-year-old child from Selma. Her name was Tiffany Harvell. All right, so that's why he was there. So here's what we know from those last few moments of his life. Mr. Ray, his last words were in Arabic. They say he made a hand signal consisting of a closed fist with his index finger pointed and looking toward the viewing room where two of his attorneys and his spiritual advisor were sitting, along with members of the media. No representatives of the victim's family attended. Several minutes after the execution began, he lifted his head, he looked at his arm, and they do what's called a consciousness check. And they did that a few minutes later. He did not respond. So one of Mr. Ray's attorneys said the following, and this is directed toward not only the state of Alabama, but the Attorney General, Steve Marshall. Dominique was a devout Muslim and a human being. He was a son, a father, a brother. He wanted equal treatment in his last moments. I am beyond appalled in the willingness of Steve Marshall and the state of Alabama to treat a human being differently because he was part of a religious minority. We are better than this. As for the U.S. Supreme Court, when they lifted the stay of execution, after voting 5-4 in favor of the state, Justices Kagan, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor dissented. Yeah, it's you know, no matter.
Okay, we will editorialize on this on an hour and a show to be named. But yeah, this is an attorney. Listen, that's the murderer's attorney speaking.
Right, that's his advocate.
Let me point out that this. First of all, he wants to say because he's a Muslim. Do you know how many Christians or people that had claimed Christianity have been executed in Alabama? Well, so that'd be point A to the counselor. Point B to the counselor is, do you discount him not giving that same opportunity to the people he murdered?
And all of
I'll go ahead and rest my case, Your Honor.
All of this is in the headlines because he had requested his Muslim spiritual advisor to be there.
And that's the theory. That's why he was executed. Maybe it's because he murdered people.
What he said. All right, I think I've covered my news headline. Next time, let's lighten it, okay, because it's Friday. I'm going to tell you what you could do if you wanted more vacation time at work.
You had me at vacation time.
Okay. So it has to do with your student loans.
Okay, I'll go get some if it means I can have vacation time. All right, 6:46, we'll be right back.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd takes their final bow. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday, February 7th at 10 p.m. Before the general public on sale Friday, February 8th at 10 a.m. Online at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Lynyrd Skynyrd on their final tour ever. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a homicide in the Maysville community. Last night, officers responded to Colgin Street. When they arrived, they found a man shot to death. They have not released the victim's name or identified a suspect. A 2013 murder in Oklahoma has ties to the Gulf Coast. Two men wanted in that case were arrested in Mobile, where they were living. Investigators believe another suspect could still be in the area. On Wednesday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, along with U.S. Marshals, arrested 24-year-old Timothy Dees and 26-year-old Zachary Wilson. Authorities in Oklahoma say Wilson and Dees have been on the run since 2013. In June of that year, investigators say the two men tried to rob 77-year-old Charles Neiman and his wife at a gas station in Boise City. They say Neiman was shot and killed. A Pensacola project could bring 2,000 new jobs to the Panhandle. Plans are moving ahead to expand an aircraft maintenance and overhaul facility at Pensacola International Airport. ST Engineering wants to build three new hangars, a tarmac, and some new parking lots. Officials say the jobs will pay an average of $45,000 a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Anthony Davis is still a New Orleans Pelican. Russell Westbrook passes Michael Jordan, and a baseball legend has passed away. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 70-62 last night. Herb McGee led the Jags with a career-high 24 points. Josh Ajayi added 20, and South is now above 500 this season. Their overall record improves to 12-11, while their Sun Belt record is now an even 5-5. The women's team fell to Arkansas State 69-58. Before the loss, the Jags had won five games in a row. South's Savannah Jones led both teams with 19 points. Next up, both teams play Arkansas Little Rock tomorrow at 3 p.m. The men's team is at home, while a women's team plays again on the road. In the NBA, the trade deadline came and went yesterday, with New Orleans' Anthony Davis remaining on the team. He's likely to be traded this offseason, but the Pelicans said yesterday that Davis will be in the lineup and play when healthy for the remainder of the season. In games last night, Rajon Rondo returned to the TD Garden in Boston as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers and hit the game winner over his former team, giving LA a 129-128 win over the Celtics.
Here's Rondo.
They were fired up for that win over his former team. LeBron James led LA with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Memphis 117-95. Thunder guard Russell Westbrook continued his run of triple-doubles with 15 points, 13 rebounds, and 15 assists. Westbrook has now had 8 triple-doubles in a row, passing Michael Jordan for the second longest streak in NBA history, and he's now one triple-double away from tying Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record. In the rest of the league, Toronto beat Atlanta 119-101. Indiana beat the LA Clippers 116-92. Orlando topped Minnesota 122-112. And Portland beat San Antonio 127-118. Some sad news in the baseball world. The MLB announced yesterday that Frank Robinson has passed away at the age of 83. Robinson was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball and the only player to win MVP in both leagues. Robinson ranks 10th on the career home runs list with 586. He won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966 and became the first black manager in MLB history in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982. In golf, Brian Gay and Scott Langley share the lead at the 2019 Pebble Beach Pro-Am after shooting 7 under par, scores of 64 in Thursday's first round. They're followed by a group of 6 golfers who are one stroke behind, including Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Mickelson hit all of the fairways in his round for the first time since 1998. 6:51, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be breezy with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, Snow and Tanner Williams have got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. It's still a nice ride from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Got some gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel, and there's a chill in the air, but nothing out of the ordinary so far. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're checking it accident-free. Advanced Dental Comfort, next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with 5-year warranties. They're open Fridays and Saturdays, and now even offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And time to check headlines with our own Kelly Findley.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, because you have some news here about more vacation time. But I gotta get a student loan.
Let me get you to that.
Okay.
All right, let me tell you this. Okay, so earlier in the show, if you're a big listener, you know how I feel about social media. Love it. Earlier in the show, we told you how Clorox stepped up, right, to help with the flu situation because the school, schools are dealing with flu. Someone was smart enough to tweet at them, and boom, they get all these wipes so that they can clean the library. Well, this one's a new one. Setting up a robbery via social media. This is the first I'm hearing of this. Mobile police arrested a man. He's accused of using Snapchat to set up a robbery here in the port city. 22-year-old Christopher Teague, police say, used the app to make arrangements to purchase a rifle from the victim. They say back on January 11th, that's where Teague met the victim at the Palladian Apartments located on Leroy Stevens Road. Some people say Leroy, by the way. I've heard that here.
Leroy Stevens Road?
Yeah.
Those same people wear ascots and have smoking jackets and hold their pinky out when they're drinking some fancy drink.
I just want to cover that because that may, you know, somebody may hear that and say, oh, okay, now I know what she's talking about.
Well, I say my friends and kinfolk would all say Leroy.
Okay, Leroy too. Yeah, okay. Putting it out there.
All right.
Okay, so police say that Teague met the victim back on January 11th at that apartment complex. The victim told them being the police, that Teague and another person pulled out guns and stole the rifle from him. Thankfully, no one was injured. Officers were able to nab, that's the word of the day, nab that. Teague on February the 6th, and they arrested him on 3 charges of robbery. Police say Teague also had outstanding warrants for carrying a gun without a permit, distribution of a controlled substance, and possession of marijuana, all because of that Snapchat.
Any word if he used any filters? Did he put pink bows in his hair or a puppy dog face?
Say, did he use filters?
Or whiskers?
Whiskers.
If y'all don't know what they're talking, because I know it only because my child has shown me the picture. Yeah. You can do that, y'all. You can put like doggy noses on and ears and all this. Like you take your picture and then add in like cartoon doggy noses and stuff. That's why maybe that conversation between you two was the funniest thing I have heard in days. Didn't use filters.
No word yet, but we're efforting those details. Here's your story, Sean. Okay. Here's the headline. Paying off student loans is one thing, but giving up vacation days to do it? Yeah. There's an insurer, UNUM.
Okay.
They are betting that a third of the U.S. workforce will do this when they introduce this new perk, paying cash toward debt relief for unused vacation days.
Okay.
It's actually
inverse.
Yes.
So it's not near the story I thought it was. I'm not nearly as excited. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Sorry. So they say their employees carry an average of $32,000 in outstanding loans, and they face monthly payments of $350. By giving up a maximum of 5 vacation days, hey, they could earn about $1,200 in relief a year. Are you kidding? You don't love this story?
Yeah, I thought it meant I was getting more vacation. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, so they say that employees get at least 28 days of paid time off, which is almost twice the average for U.S. workers. So this can only help. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, we're still paying down my wife's student loans. I'm going to let her know. You need to go back to work. I'm sorry. No vacation for you. You got to keep working.
I just like to provide relief when I can. Because some of these headlines, we know that sometimes parents have to let me know that we're talking about things in the morning that the kiddos are asking questions about. So have kids ask questions about this.
There you go.
There you go. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So I just saw the headlines come across here. The Grammys are coming up, next week? The award show?
Oh, I was like, why are you talking about my mom like that? The kids call her.
Not Grammy. Not Grammy and Pap, but
Papa.
Grammy Awards. And I'm right now just thinking, do I know a single song that's up for a Grammy? Can you name one? Think about that. We'll get that when we get back here. Without Googling it, can you think of one song that might be up for it? I can't.